Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. भागवतम की जय आनंद कोटि वैष्णव बिंद की जय ताज गौर हरि परमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। सो विच लैंग्वेज ऑलवेज दिस प्रॉब्लम। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। So this morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter 23, Maharaj Prithu going back, text number 39, this last verse of this chapter. Anudinam idam adarena srunaman पृथुचरितं प्रथयन् विमुक्तसंगा भगवती भवसिंधु पोता पादय सह निपुर्णा निपुणां लभते रतिम मनुष्यः अनुदिनम् इदमादरेण श्रुयन् अनुदिनम् इद आदरेण श्रुण्यन् पृथुचरितं प्रथयन् विमुक्तसंगा पृथुचरितं प्रथयन् विमुक्तसंगा भगवती भवसिन्धुपोदपादे ಸಚ ನಿಪುಣ ಲಭತೆ ರತಿ ಮನುಷ್ಯ ಅನುದಿನಮಿದಮಾದರೇಣ ಶ್ರುವನ್ ಪೃಥುಚರಿತಂ ಪ್ರಥಯನ್ ವಿಮುಕ್ತ ಸಂಗ ಭಗವತಿ ಭವಸಿಂಧು ಪೋತಪಾದೇ ಸಚ ನಿಪುಣ ಲಭತೆ ರತಿ ಮನುಷ್ಯ ಅನುದಿನಮಿದಮಾದರೇಣ ಶೃಣುವನ್ ಪೃಥುಚರಿತಂ ಪ್ರಥಯನ್ ವಿಮುಕ್ತ ಸಂಗ ಭಗವತಿ ಭವಸಿಂಧು ಪೋತಪಾದೇ ಸಚ ನಿಪುಣಾಂ ಲಭತೆ ರತಿಂ ಮನುಷ್ಯ ಲೇಡೀಸ್ ಅನುದಿನಂ ಡೇ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಡೇ ಇದಂ ದಿಸ್ ಆದರೇಣ ವಿತ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ರಿಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ ಶ್ರವಣಂ ಹಿಯರಿಂಗ್ ಪೃಥುಚರಿತಂ ದಿ ನರೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಪೃಥು ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಪ್ರಥಯನ್ ಚಾಂಟಿಂಗ್ ವಿಮುಕ್ತ ಲಿಬರೇಟೆಡ್ ಸಂಘ ಎಸೋಸಿಯೇಷನ್ ಭಗವತಿ unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhava Sindhu, the ocean of nescience. Pota, the boat. Pade, whose lotus feet. Saha, he. Cha, also. Nipunam, complete. Labhate, achieves. Ratim, attachment. Manushyaha, the person. Whoever, translation and purport by divine grace, is Sivaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada ki jai. Whoever with great reverence and adoration regularly reads, chants and describes the history of Maharaj Prithu's activities will certainly increase unflinching faith and attraction for the lotus feet of the Lord. The Lord's lotus feet are the boat by which one can cross the ocean of nescience. Purport. The word Bhavasindhu Pota Pade is significant in this verse. The lotus feet of the Lord are known as Mahatpadam. This means that the total source of material existence rests on the lotus feet of the Lord. I stated in Bhagavad Gita 10.8, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavah. Everything is emanating from Him. This cosmic manifestation, which is compared to an ocean of nescience, is also resting on the lotus feet of the Lord. As such, this great ocean of nescience is minimized by a person who is pure devotee. One who has taken shelter of the lotus feet of Lord need not cross over the ocean, for he has already crossed it by virtue of his position at the lotus feet, Lord's lotus feet. By hearing and chanting of the glories of the Lord or the Lord's devotee, one can become firmly fixed in the service of the Lord, in service of the lotus feet of the Lord. This position can also be achieved very easily by narrating the history of the life of Prithu Maharaj regularly every day. The word Mimukta Sangaha is very significant in this connection, because we associate with three quality of material nature. Our position in this material world is full of danger. But when we engage in the devotional service of the Lord by the process of Sravanam and Kirtanam, we immediately become Vimukta Sangha or liberated. Thus, end the Bhaktivedanta purport of 4th canto, 23rd chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled Maharaj Prithu Going Back. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjanasalakaya Chakshurjinimilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Bhutair Mahadviyaima Puro Vibho Nirmaya Sete Adamus Purusam Bhukte Gunanso Dasaso Dasatmakam Solam Krishistam Bhagavan Bachansime Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikayai Tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya తదభక్తాయ నమో నమః వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధువేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే బృందావనేశ్వరీ విశ్వభానుసుతే దేవీ ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియే భావరాధికా మాధురీ అస్వాదే సుఖకాజ్ జయతి కృష్ణ చైతన్య కలి ప్రకటే బ్రజరాజ్. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభో నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాసది గౌరభక్తవింద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. సో లెట్ అస్ ఎక్సెప్ట్ ది రియాలిటీ దట్ వీ హ్యావ్ ఫాలెన్ ఇన్ దిస్ మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్. వీ హ్యావ్ నాట్ కమ్ హియర్ విత్ అవర్ స్వీట్ ఓన్ డిజైర్ but we have been put here, we are here in this material world, this is condition, we are here. Now we don't need to find out how did we come here, but we should try to find out how to get out of here. That's the intelligent to do. Many a time people with rational mind, they try to ask why this thing happened, why. Intelligent person does not ask why, but he asks how to get out. Why we came here does not make much sense. Jai Sri Radharas Vihari Gaunitaya Sitam Samanaki Jai. Now, the real question to be asked, how to get out? If somebody falls down from fifth floor, then they start asking, how did he fall down? You ask him, how to cure him, take him to hospital. If you go on asking how did he fall down, the person may die. Better cure him. So let us find out how to get out of this nuisance of material world. And that answer is very nicely given through this verse. This verse is concluding verse of this chapter. So we'll go one by one. There are three things are very importantly mentioned here. One is the human body, manusya. Second is the sravanam and kirtanam, hearing and chanting. And third is the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we'll go around these three. The goal is clear. Goal is to get out of this material world. That's the goal. And it is only possible in this human form of life. Therefore, the word has been here, manusya. The manusya can develop, the human being can develop the rati at the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That does not mean it is not available for other being. We have seen Hanumanji had developed, Kagbhusundu had developed, many. But it is generally, it is meant for human being. Jiva Goswami, in a commentary to this purport, he talks about Ratim Manusyaha. It's meant for the human being. So the human body is very, very important body. It's one of the rarest things, as Prahlad Maharaj said, Kaumar Acharit Pragno Dharman Bhagavataniha Durlaham Manusam Janmam Tadapi Adhuvam Arthadam. It's the rarest thing to achieve, human form of life. Although it is temporary, the Adhuvam, but it is Arthadam, it is meaningful. It is meaningful. Other place, the human form of life is also described as the boat, the strongest boat to cross over the nuisance of material world. Nirdeha adyam sulabham sudurlabham plamam sukalpam guru karunadharam plamam sukalpam. Plamam means boat and sukalpam is strong. This is a strong boat. If we want to cross a river, we may cross with a small boat. If we want to cross a lake, we may have different kind of. If you want to cross Ganga, we have different kind of boat, motor boat. If you want to cross Brahmaputra Nadi, we have different kind of boat. But if you want to cross the ocean, you have ship, big ship. So, this human form is also compared with a strong boat. A strong boat. Elsewhere, it is mentioned about the human form. Maharaj Nimi, while welcoming the Navajogendraj, he said, Durlaho manuso deho jehi naam chanabhanguram tatrarpi durlabham manne vaikuntha pridarsanam. I consider the human form of life very rare to achieve. Very rare to achieve. We sing this song, Bhajahure Mana Sri Nanda Nandan. In that song, we sing, Durlabha Manava Janava Sasange Tarahaye Bhava Sindhure Tarahaye Bhava Sindhure. If anybody desires to cross over this material world, then what he had to do? Two things are very, very important. One is the human form of life and other is satsanga. Durlabha Manava Janama. What is Durlabha? Manava Janma. And other Durlabha is Satsanga. Durlabha Manava Janma Satsanga Tarahi Bhava Sindhure. The practice of sadhana bhakti can be easily done in this human form of life. So whoever has obtained the human form of life, they should not waste this life in simply eating, sleeping, mating and defending. This has been condemned by great personality like Prahlad Maharaj, Rishabhdev, Bharatji and so on and so forth. This human form of life can award us the highest benediction, and that is going back home, back to Godhead. What is the boat is also mentioned, Bhavasindhu Potapadai. The lotus feet of the Lord is the pota or the boat on which we can ride on and cross over the science of material world. But how to obtain that has been described, these two processes of devotional service out of nine. We say Krishna has a telephone number, right? What is the telephone number of Krishna? Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. I say there is also a train which goes to Krishna Loka. That has nine compartments. You get on any compartment and then train will take you. But you have to get in one of the compartments. And that compartment is Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Asmaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivadam. Any compartment. And if he is like Radhani, he can also go from one to other, no problem. Yeah, like Radhani, they have interconnection. So you can also perform all nine. But even if you cannot perform all nine, even if you perform one, still you can go back home, back to Godhead. Like Parikshit Maharaj, he performed one, hearing. Sukadeva Goswami, he performed other, chanting. Prahlad Maharaj, he performed one, that is remembering. Lakshmi Ji, she performed one, that is path sevanam. Prithu Maharaj, he performed one, that is archanam. Sranam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Sranam, path sevanam, archanam. Akrur, bandhanam. Then, Dasya, Hanumanji, Dasya, Arjun, Sakya, and Bali Maharaj, Atmanivedanam. So any of the process is powerful. Any compartment you get in. But you have to get in. You have to get in. Nasprayesu abhadresu nityam bhagavata sevaya. So we have to hear anudinam constantly. Day by day, day after day, not one day. So one way, it is very clear that our process of sadhana bhakti, what Prabhupada has given us, is authorized. Srinam Bhagavatam Pramanam, Bhagavatam is Praman. Bhagavatam said, anudinam, anudinam means every day, daily. So we have daily class. Bhagavatam class and Bhagavad Gita class, that is called parampara system. Anudinam. Idam, the glorious pastime of Maharaj Prithu, had to be heard. How? Adarena. Adarena. Adarena does not mean you bring incense and flower and start doing arati. Adarena means be attentive in hearing. Respect the pastime of the Lord through the oral reception, and that's hearing. If we hear properly, then our ear will be purified. Therefore, it said, Vimukta Sangha. This has two meanings. One meaning, who can hear attentively? One who is free from all other association. Like Sadhu Goswami of Vrindavan. When they hear the pastime of the Lord, then they want to have millions of ears. When they chant, they want to have millions of tongues. Tundavatandavani bitanute tundavali labdhaye. They want hundreds and thousands of ears, hundreds and thousands of tongues to chant. Because they are vimukta sangha. They are free from the attachment. So one may say, well, I am not free from attachment, therefore I should not hear and chant. You are not free from attachment. But the same hearing and chanting can bring us on the platform of Vimukta Sangha. And you can see, in material world, if there is a medicine, doctor gives you medicine, and you have to take that medicine as long as you have disease. Right? Nobody takes the same medicine after he is cured. But look at a spiritual remedy. You take it when you are diseased, and you take it even after you are liberated. Such a nice thing. But we have to have a habit. We have to develop the habit. In Vimukta Sangha, they enjoy. Machita madagata prana bodhayanta parasparam kathayantascha mam nityam tusyanti cha ramanti cha. Tusyanti cha ramanti cha. Hearing and chanting is not only meant for new bhaktas. Hearing and chanting is meant for one and all, including Paramahansa. This Bhagavat Mahapuran is meant for Paramahansa. This is Paramahansa Sangita, meant for Paramahansa. So in both ways, if you apply, anybody who hears, yat kirtanam ya sravanam yadarhanam. Kaise hai shlok? Yat kirtanam ya sravanam yadarhanam. Lokasya saddo vidhano. Haan, lokasya saddo vidhanoti. Ayya na, lokasya saddo kalmasa, vidhanoti kalmasa. So this hearing and chanting can vidhanoti kalmasa. Can cleanse up all the unwanted desire and makes us Vimukta Sangha. Free from this kalmasa. Free from this kalmasa. So anyone who has developed, for them also, or one who has not developed, for them also, remedy is the same. And that is hearing and chanting the pastime of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, like Maharaj Prithu. Mother Kunti, in her prayer, she talks that who can cross over this nisans or Bhavsagar, who can cross over? Shravanti gayanti gnant abhikshasa smaranti vandanti tavehitam jana saeva pasyanti achirena tavaka bhava pravaho paramam padambhujam. Bhava pravaho, this material world is compared with pravaha. A current is flowing. And what kind of current? This current is not water current, not electrical current, but bhava pravaha, the current of birth, death, old age and disease. Bhava pravaha. So, and here it said bhava sindhu. So anybody wants to cross over this bhava pravaha, any human being, then he must adopt the process of Sramanti, the here, the pastime of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here, Sumanti, Gayanti, chant, glorify the pastime of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, His holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Gananti, always, you know, whenever you are walking, moving, just keep on chanting to yourself, Gananti. Samanti Gayanti Granti Abhikshanasa. They are said Abhikshanasa and they are said Anudinam. Both are same. Constantly, moment after moment. Because really we do not know when will we leave this body. Any moment. Therefore, we should be constantly chanting the glory of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This was our culture. Earlier, people used to chant all the time. While they were doing the work, I have seen the ladies at home. When they are doing homework, still they will sing some song about the Lord. The men, they are plowing the field, still they will sing the song of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Still this culture is there somewhere. I was in Rajasthan. And people used to invite us for prasadam. And before we came, the ladies were there and singing the glory of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When we took prasadam, they were singing. When we were going, they were singing. So this is our culture. Unfortunately, we are forgetting our culture. So these things are going away. So abhichnasa means constantly, always. Tramanti gayanti granta abhichnasa. Asmaranti mandanti tavehitam jana. Tava ihite jana. They become associate of the Lord, one who followed the process of sadhana bhakti through hearing, chanting, remembering. Tavehitam jana. Taeva pasyanti achirena tavaka. He can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead without delay. Achirinatavaka. Bhava pravaho paramam padam bhujam. Although there is current of nisayans of birth, death, old age and disease, but still he will cross over and go back home, back to Godhead. So this sramanam and kirtanam gives us the platform. I mean, this body is one boat, and through this boat, through the sramanam and kirtanam, let us combine these two, can give us the right to ride on the boat, which will really take us back home, back to Bhagavati, Bhavasinthu Potapadai. There are two ways. One is through sramana kirtanam, here Prabhupada said, by hearing and chanting of the glory of the Lord or Lord's devotee, one can become firmly fixed in the service of the lotus feet of the Lord. This position can also be achieved easily by narrating the history of life of Maharaj Prithu regularly every day. So elsewhere it is mentioned that if somebody holds the lotus feet of the Lord, then for him it is very easy to remain happy while he is here, or end of the day he will go back home, back to Godhead. Samasrita je padapallavam plavam mahat padam punyaso murare Bhavam buddhi vasya param padam, padam padam jat vipadam natesam. Padam padam jat vipadam natesam. In this material world, there is always danger. Every moment. There is not even one moment which is free from danger. You turn from left to right, there is danger. Right to left, there is danger. Every moment. This place is a dangerous place. As Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami rightly says, Jagannath, you are in danger. You are sleeping. Sleeping is also a dangerous situation. The material world is not meant for a gentleman. Gentleman does not enjoy this material world. Because there is danger everywhere. Who can be free from this danger? He said, Samasrita, Samyak Rupena Asrita. One who is totally surrender, prapanna. Samasrita je padapallavam plamam. One who had taken the shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is compared with a strong boat. Samasrita je padapallavam plamam. Mahat padam punyam. Yasomurare. The glorious to take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Only that person can cross over this material world. Other, they will suffer misery step after step, at every step. So anybody who wants to be free from miseries, then best thing to do is take shelter of Krishna. Many a time, people they ask this question, Swamiji, Prabhuji, I have so much suffering. I have no peace of mind. How can I be peaceful? How can I be happy? So first thing, we should ask him, do you want to be happy really? Let him say what he is saying. And answer will be, what will be answer? If you were that person, what will be the answer? You don't know the answer? They are saying yes for everything. It looks like yes, no, very good. If somebody asks you a question, or you ask the question that I want to be happy, and the person who is answering, he will say, do you want to really be happy? What will be the answer? Yes. So I speak loudly, yes. Then you have to do something. Is it not? At least say yes. So you do something to be happy. Actually, if we want to be happy, we can be happy. But the real problem is that we do not want to be happy. I'm talking about ourselves also. I'm not saying that, no, only them who are outside, no, us also. If we want to be happy, we can be happy. But reality is that we do not want to be happy. If we want to go to Calcutta and catch Delhi train, Rajdhani, and you tell, I want to go to Calcutta. Will you go to Calcutta? No. So if you want to go to the Calcutta, then jump out of Delhi train and catch Gitanjali, or some train which goes to Calcutta. Then you go to Calcutta. Same way, if you want to be happy, then Prabhuj, we are on wrong train. We have taken the train of material enjoyment. This train is not going to take us to our destination or make us happy. So really, if you want to be happy, then take shelter of the Supreme Personality of God. Samasrita je padapallavam plam. Mahat padam punya jaso murare. Bhavam buddhi. Bhavam buddhi, birth, death, old age and disease. This is one part of the cycle. Old age is also cause of miseries. And death, of course. Although somebody say we are not experienced, but we are experiencing death every moment. Therefore, we are frightened to death. We don't want to die. So if we want to be free from birth, death, old age and disease, then we have to get out from that compartment or from the train which you have taken, which you have taken to a wrong destination. The destination of that train is so-called material enjoyment. But happiness, if anybody wants, they have to take the 9 dabba train of Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Bhada, Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atmanivedanam. Bhagavati Bhavasindhu Potapadai. Potapadai. So nicely Sukadeva Goswami described that anybody who wants to be free from this nascence of birth, death, old age and disease, the ocean of nascence, then you have to buy the ticket of that ship which will cross you. And what are the price? Laulam ekam mulyam. The greed. You have to have greed. And here it has been used adarena, with respect. So any human being who wants to cross over the suffering of birth, death, old age and disease, who wants to be happy, they have to ride on the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is source of everything, from whom everything emanates. Am sarvasraho matta sarvam pratate iti matva bhajanti maam buddha bhava samanvita. From him everything emanates. So let us get down there. And what is the process? The process is simple. Let us hear attentively every day the glory of the Supreme Personality of Godhead or Maharaj Prithu. Let us hear and let us chant the glory of the Supreme Personality of Godhead every day attentively. Prabhupada said, like a child crying for mother. If our chanting is like that, chanting should be genuine, like a child crying for mother. Have you all experienced child crying for mother? If a child cry for mother, if you take a glass to him, this one, and make some noise, usually he'll make some noise, child becomes quiet. You give this glass, make some noise, and you think that he will also make noise to be happy by this glass, he'll take the glass and throw on your face. Because he don't want the glass, he wants mother. If you take a Cadbury chocolate and give to him, he'll take the chocolate and throw on your face. Because he do not want the Cadbury chocolate. He wants mother. So when we chant and hear, so many things comes. People come, touch your feet, they'll say, Swamiji, Hare Krishna, offer garland, offer some Lakshmi, and what not. Name, fame, glory. They are like chocolate. It will come. But if you get bewildered with the chocolate, then you will miss the train of going back home, back to Godhead. You will miss the train. Therefore, our chanting and hearing should be genuine. Adarena. Adarena. Respectfully. Genuinely, we should hear and chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Like that story I always tell, that of a child, and he was sleeping. So he was feeling sleepy, so mother took him and put him to sleep. After some time, the child woke up and he fell down from the bed and he started crying. So he started crying, Mother was making chapati. She left making chapati. Her sari was down. She didn't cover her hair. She didn't wash her hand. She rushed toward the child. She picked up the child. She brought the child. She made child comfortable on her lap. Still he was crying. He got some hurt. She fed him. And she went and she got one laddu. And she gave the laddu to child. Child ate the laddu. But child was a little nutty. So he thought this is the best way to get laddu. So next day, again mother put the child to sleep. After a few moments, if you sleep daytime and sleep night time, you can see the night time sleep, you will feel short. And daytime sleep will feel long. I don't know whether you all have experience or not, but I do have experience. Sometime after class I feel tired and go to sleep. So okay, I'll take half an hour nap. I sleep half an hour, but when I get up, I thought I slept like 2 hours or 3 hours. But I see clock is only half an hour. So the child, first time he was really sleeping. But second time, in a little sleep, he thought he slept for longer. And on his own, he turned down from the bed and he fell down. And he started crying. So when he was crying, mother heard the crying, she didn't come. He waited, she didn't come. So he got up and he went. Mother did not pay any attention to him. Then he sat down on mother's lap. Still, mother did not say anything. Then with affection, he hold mother's cheek and said, "Mom, what happened? Yesterday when I fell down and I was crying, you came running and you picked me up. Not only that, you also gave me laddu. What happened today?" He said, mother said, "My dear child, yesterday you were crying for me and today you are crying for laddu." So when we cry for laddu, then why should mother come? When we chant and hear for material benefit, why should Krishna come? But if we cry and if we chant and hear genuinely, like a child crying for mother, that's the genuinity. So our hearing and chanting have to be genuine. And then we will obtain the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is the cause of all causes. And then it is easy for us to cross over the nescience of material world. So to summarize this verse, Sukadeva Goswami said, as human form of life, this human body is the fittest body to cross over this material world by surrendering to the Supreme Personality of Godhead through regularly, respectfully hearing and chanting the glory of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Maharaj Prithu and others. So I'll stop here. Still 5 minutes to go. Any question? Because it says here only 9:10. Yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Thank you for this nice lecture. But when I think about liberation, and we talk about this back to Godhead, it increases my tension or whether I can go to back or I'll get liberation.
There are different
But let me complete. When I think about this asli sabha padaratam pinastumar mahatam karotuba yatha tathava vittha tolam patamat, it makes me cool. But again, the people say I'll be an unsuccessful person. What is your advice?
See, there are two things. One is emotion and other is devotion. So if we are on devotional platform, you will have one kind of feeling. And if you are on emotional platform, you will have other kind of feeling. Maybe same feeling, but differently. Emotion is temporary and devotion is permanent. If our liberation is concerned, there are different kind of liberation. Forget about these five different mukti. In this world, what is the meaning of mukti? Hitva annatharupam saropena vyavastiti. The one kind of liberation. Now, sarupena vyavastiti has different meaning. Hitva annatharupam, we have accepted so many unwanted rupa, such as this body is one. Then, relationship with the body, aham mameti, that's other rupa, mother, father, society, so on, so on. So these are anyatharupa. These are anyatharupa. So first thing, hitva anyatharupam. Second thing, sarupena vyavastiti. Now what is sarupa? Jivare sarupa hai Krishna nitya das. That's one sarupa. That we are constitutionally servant of Krishna. That is one sarupa. But the real sarupa, where our real identity manifested, is that we have relationship with Krishna. In Santa, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya and Madhurya. In these all five, you will find the relationship is there with the service, not without service. Just like ABCD is beginning stage, not the ultimate stage of education. But no matter where you go to get education, the ABCD has to be there. That is permanent component. Had to be there. So same way, no matter what stage you are liberated, or with the connection with Krishna, whether we are Santaras or Dasyaras or Sakya or Vatsalya or Madhurya, the permanent component of service is there. The cows of Vrindavan, they are serving Krishna. There are many servants of Krishna who are serving Krishna. The friends are serving Krishna. Mother Yashoda is serving Krishna. Srimati Radhika is serving Krishna. So everybody is serving. So service has to be there. But the mukti has three different stages. One stage is anyatharupa, freeing from anyatharupa. Just like we don't take onion garlic, right? So we are free from onion garlic. We have become mukta from onion garlic eating. Right? We don't take karmi food. So we have become free from karmi food. We don't wear pant and shirt. So we have become free from pant and shirt. Right? Like that. So you become free from anyatharupam, starting with the body and bodily possession. And sarupena vyavasthiti. You be situated on a constitutional position, and constitutional position is servant of Krishna. The service will begin. But all these things comes via the nine process of devotional service. Clear? So, emotion and devotion. Don't try to judge what platform you are. Just go on practicing the sadhana bhakti of hearing and chanting. Like when we start eating, we don't start measuring how much we have filled our belly. We go on eating and time will come, so okay, no more. Right? So go on chanting, hearing, chanting. Okay.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. So, here in these words, you described how we can take shelter of Supreme Personality of Godhead, and you quote this verse, Samasritam Jatpada Pvallapa Plavam. So this prayer is by Brahmaji with demigods. But in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4:36, the Lord says, Sarva Jnana Plavanevam Brijinam Santarisasi. So why the Lord quoted by Jnana Plavam, by the boat of knowledge you can cross the ocean of nescience. So what is the connection with the devotional service and this knowledge?
No, the boat of knowledge is nothing but Sravanam Kirtanam. That is the real knowledge. Knowledge has different meaning. Material knowledge is one knowledge. Other knowledge is understanding that I am not this body, I am a spirit soul. So this is Sankhya, through analytical understanding, that I am not this body, I am not this material thing, I am not this thing, I am a spirit soul. Other kind of knowledge is that I am servant of Krishna, then what should I do to serve Him? And other kind of knowledge is, which is given here, that the process of hearing and chanting is one which can free us from different association. So the real knowledge is to take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that knowledge comes from hearing from a bona fide spiritual master and chanting the holy name of Navada Bhakti basically. So that, if you have obtained that knowledge of hearing and chanting, you can go back home, back to Godhead. As I told you earlier, that there are 9 dabba in the train. Get on any dabba. That's the real knowledge, to get in dabba. That's the real knowledge.
So that knowledge is knowledge about self, or knowledge about Supreme Soul, or knowledge about God?
Everything with relation to Krishna. If I say knowledge about self, is not complete answer. If I say knowledge about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not complete answer. If I say only Sravanam Kirtanam, not. So everything, a knowledge which can get us on the boat. Any knowledge which can get us on the boat, that's real knowledge. And only real knowledge can get us on the boat, on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, lotus feet. Samasrita. And I, Acharya, have said the Sravanam Kirtanam is the knowledge which can get us there. So let us accept that one and go for. Yes.
Prabhu, Hare Krishna. In a Shastra, somewhere it is mentioned that one should not try to preach Krishna consciousness to those who have no faith in God. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has instructed, Yare Deka Tare Kaha Krishna Padesh. So what is the correct interpretation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions?
Did I say this thing in class?
No, it is today not right. 2-3 verses back it is there in the same chapter.
Alright. Yes, the preaching had different meaning. Preaching does not mean you take Bhagavad Gita and start preaching to Him, Prabhu, you are on His body or soul. You can also give him some prasadam, that also preaching. Be his friend, that's also preaching. Preaching has a big scope. You can be friend. Narada Muni used to go and preach Hiranyakasipu and everybody, just by friendly. Just he got a visit, and they respected him. So sadhu jar dhira dhira janak priyu. They are dear to ruffian as well as the devotees. So be his friend, that's also preaching. Go and give your Sangha, don't take their Sangha. That's preaching. Preaching does not mean just take Bhagavad Gita. That will come later on. First, create the platform. Jare dekha, tare kaha, Krishna, but there is no difference. You go anywhere, be friend to somebody. I always give a sample that once Prabhupada was walking here on Juhu Beach. And first day, he was saying everybody, good morning, good morning, good morning. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj came and he asked Prabhupada, we are in India. Why are you saying good morning? Why didn't you say Hare Krishna to everybody? Prabhupada did not answer. Next day, Prabhupada went for morning walk and the people whom he has said good morning, they said, Swamiji Hare Krishna, Swamiji Hare Krishna, Swamiji Hare Krishna. And Prabhupada again in darshan says, so, you got the answer of your question?
Correctly, Hare Krishna.
That is preaching. By saying good morning, you are getting him in your side. And next day, without saying good morning or Hare Krishna, they said Hare Krishna. So you can see how they become favorable. So create a environment, favorable environment. That is more important. And in a favorable environment, and whatever you talk, people accept it. With respectfully, adaranida.
Thank you, okay. Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Yes.
Hare Krishna. My question is, what is real qualification is going to back to Godhead? Means, how can we judge I am 100% fit or not? Or there is no required for judge, I am 100%
no
fit.
No requirement for judging. Don't become judgmental. Keep chanting. You cannot go on your own. The duty of Guru and Krishna to take you. So you have to qualify yourself that Krishna takes.
So who is fit candidate? Means what is real qualification?
Anyone who is chanting the holy name of the Lord, hearing, serving the Vaishnavas, they are the fit candidate. Anyone who is following four aggregative principle and chanting 16 round of Hare Krishna Mahamantra is the fit candidate for going back home, back to Godhead. Simple like this. Prabhupada said this thing. We chant 16 round of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. Hare Ram, Ram. And follow this four aggregative principle, you'll go back home, back to God.
Means there is no required to achieve Bhava Bhakti level. Means
that will come. First you deserve, then desire. First you deserve. Qualify yourself. Just like Prabhupada gave example, that a girl who got married and she was asking, when will I get baby, when will I get baby? Aray, wait Baba. At least 9 months you wait, minimum. Yes, Siddhi. Mataji ko phone.
I read that the human form of life, this.